The Gemara here on Daf Nun Chesamid Beis, we're interested in Nun Tesamid Aleph, but the Gemara records a machlokas here between Rav Chisda and Rav Huna, exactly what the shear of Kigris is. Is it Ad V'Ad Bechlal, Ad V'Lod Bechlal, is it a Gris, or is it a Gris V'Od? In any event, what's important for us today is the Braisa, Meisvei. The Gemara wants to prove regarding this machlokes from a Braisa. And we're interested in studying the case of the Braisa. That's going to be, in Mirtz Hashem, most of our focus for today. Hayu aleh tipei domim lemata, v'tipei domim lemala. So in this case, she has both dam lemala and lemata. Is tola be'elyon ad kigris. In other words, if the Elyon, the top part, which we assume didn't come from her goof, if it has the shear of a... The Bryce is going to distinguish whether it has a shear of Kigris or doesn't have a shear of Kigris. So we'll go through both scenarios. If the Elyon has Kigris... Again, whether it's Kigris V'od, right? So then, where did the Dam come from? Right? We have two possibilities of Tliya. There's Tliya from the Shukshal Tabachim, Me'alma, we'll call it, or this Tliya of Makolis. So again, let's go through the two cases. If the Elyon has more than a Kigris, then we assume that where did that Dam come from? From the Shuk, from Me'alma, correct? Me'alma. If, on the other hand, the Elyon has Kigris V'od, I'm sorry, so that's in the case where it has Kigris V'od. If, in the other hand, it has Pachos Mikigris, so then where do we assume the Dam came from? From Akolas. What's an Afgemina? I mean, in both cases, you're being Tola. The answer is, can you be Tola the Tachton in the same way? So the Bryce assumes that once you tola the Elyon, you could be tola the Tachton and be Matayraha, but that's only in a case where she had, in the Elyon, there was Yosem Mikigris. If it was Yosem Mikigris, and we're being tola Me'alma, then we could be tola the Tachton Me'alma as well. However, if on the other hand, the Elyon is Pachos Mikigris, which means that we're being tola not Me'alma but rather on a Makoles, then that doesn't apply to the Tachton. We're going to try to understand that halach. So the first thing I want to do with you today is to read the Shulchan Aruch and see how he formulates this. So obviously we're in Siman Kuf Sadi, and in this case we're in Sif Yud Zayin. So here's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Matza kesem lemala. Now what is this Elyon and what is this Tachton? So it all depends on where the Chagar is. So that Chagar in the middle separates the Elyon from the Tachton. So she finds a kesem lemala mi'a Chagar. And not only that, the kesem lemata mimenu. Now, the significance of lemala is that we assume that since the dam coming from Hamoko would go in a downward motion, it would not end up lemala. The exception to the rule is Nizdakra. You remember where we had a case where her body was bent in a strange sort of a way. So again, let's assume Yodah Shalom Nizdakra. So that possibility is completely excluded. Now therefore we assume that the kesem lemala did not come from min hamakor, and therefore we could be tola the kesem lemala. In such a case, tahora, then we could be tola even the tachton, the same way we tola the elyon. Says the mechaber shani omer kemosha elyon ba mi alma, kach ba hatachton. So again, even though as a general rule, when we find dam lemala, I'm sorry, when we find dam lemata, we assume that it came in a mokar. But here, since we have a tliya with regard to the Kesem Lamala, therefore we're going to apply the din of Tliya even for the Kesem Lamata. Says the Machaber, Bamedvar Murim, when does this apply? Bishayesh Ba'elyon Kigris V'od. When we could be Tola the Elyon on Dam Me'alma. So once this Kigris V'od, Shavare Me'alma Ba, Sharei Ein Litloso Bekina, we're not going to be Tola on a Kina because it's too large of a Kesem to be Tola on a Kina. A Kina is only if it's less than a Kigris V'od. Is then once we're told of the Elyon that it came me'alma, we could already be told of the Tachton that it came me'alma. Aval im einbo, if in the Elyon einbo kigris vi'od, vi ein tolin osol me'alma, deshem adam kinahu. Now we have a real suffix that maybe the dam is dam kina. In yesh betachton kigris vi'od, and the Tachton has kigris vi'od, which means that the Elyon is what we call a Kesem Katan, we'll call it that, and the Tachton is a Kesem Gadol, so it means that the Elyon, in all likelihood, or else at least it's very plausible that it came min HaKina, but the Tachton is a Kesem Gadol, so it couldn't have come from HaKina, therefore Tmeya.
But if the bottom is Pachas Me'Gris, then we would be Tola and Makolos.
If the bottom was, yeah. Because why? Because any kesem that's pachus mi kigris could be coming from makolas.
Could be, but we hope. But thought if it's not on the beged also, then we're
right. So now that we've already applied the din of tliya, that's the halacha here.
Well, only because it's the elyon.
Only because the elyon. Once we've already applied the din of tliya to the elyon, we're going to assume it's one kesem, and what we're going to do is we're going to transfer, or I don't know if transfer is not a good word, but we're going to apply the same din of Tliya to the Tachton as we did to the Elyon.
Because it's the same Akolas we're assuming that caused both?
No, I don't know if we have to go through all of that.
Really
right now, what we're saying so far, so far, just again to get into the Sugya, just on the surface level, as I say, to scratch the surface, what I mean is the Elyon surface, is then we'll get later to the Tachton surface. I'm just punning on those words. But nobody left, so that... But you left? Okay, Sammy left. He gets 2 points for that. So that now that we were told the Elyon, we could be told the Tachton. So that's the rule that we're operating with. And if you happen to remember, at the end of Shir, on Yom Sheni, we spoke about Lo Palgin and Dama, whatever that means. Okay. So that's what we have here in the Shulchan Aruch. So what we want to do now is take a look at the Chavas Das. The Chavas Das is very short and to the point. And he says the following, that this whole discussion here is about classical ksamim. Well, what about the case of a kesem al bisara? Now, in the case of kesem al bisara, you may remember that the Shitas HaRambam is that there is no tliya b'makoles, even if the kesem is very small. In fact, the Mechaber himself, back in Siv Vav, makes mention of the Rambam, and he says, Yesh Omrim, when do we assume that we could be told on a kino that's only lo omrel b'kesem animsa al chaluka? So she finds a stain on her garment. Aval kesem animsa al bisara on her body is ein lo shir. In other words, we're going to be metame her even if the kesem is pachos mikigris. And the reason for that is because we don't assume in the case of kesem al bisara that the kesem is a result of a makolis. Oh, so it comes out that if I were to ask you the following question, is the Rambam a Kula or a Chumra? Right, this Yesh Omrim, which is the Rambam Shita, in Perek Vav Halachates, correct? That's what he says here in the Ber Gola. Is this a Kula or a Chumra? The fact that I cannot be told. It's a Chumra. Comes along the Chavos Das, and he says that the Chumra of the Rambam could lead us to a Kula. Why? Because in the case where she finds a Kesem Elyon and a Kesem Tachton, the fact that we're Tola in a Makoles is for us or against us? It's against us. Why? Because with regard to the Tachton, since the Tachton was a Kesem Gadol and it was greater than a Kigris, therefore we don't have the possibility of being Tola on a Makoles. So here the fact that the Elyon is a Makoles works against us to be Metameha, because the Kesem Tachton is Yosem Mikashir. So far so good. Comes along the Chavos Das and he says, if Lu Yitzur, I can exclude the possibility of Tliya on a Makoles, then I can be Mekil, because the only reason that's blocking me from being Mekil on the Kesem Tachton is because of my inability to apply the Tliya of a Makoles. If Lu Yitzur, I could have, right? It, because the Tachton is what? Is Kigris V'od. So therefore, what's the Goreim HaChumra here is the fact that the Elyon is a Kesem Katon, and I was told of the Dam on the Elyon and a Kina. I have no possibility of being told of the Dam on the Tachton Bikina. Why? Because the Tachton is God only Kigris. So the whole Goreim here is the fact that the Elyon comes from a Kina, and that's not going to help me for the Tachton because I can't apply to.
So but if Yosef me Kigris me Elyon, it could be Tova.
Yeah, if it was Yosef me Kigris for the Elyon, that was the Reisha of the Shulchan Aruch, where we said that Matzo Kesem be Elyon and be Tachton, we can be Metara the Tachton because we can be Tola in a Kina, but that's only if the Tachton has what? Has Pachos me Kigris. But the Shulchan Aruch finishes up in the Sefer that if Yesh be Tachton Kigris viod, ain litlos be Kina, and therefore the fact that the Elyon had Tliya, why was the Elyon subject to Tliya? Because, and I shouldn't say that way, let me say it a little differently. What kind of Tliya did we apply to the Elyon? Again, the Elyon was a Kesem Katon. It was a Kina. Oh, great. And the Tachton is now a Kesem Gadol, which doesn't lend itself to Tliya Bikino, and therefore we have to be Metameha. So again, we want to be Metareha because once we apply Tliya, let's apply Tliya straight across to the Elyon. Let's apply Tliya straight across the board, even to the Tachton. But what blocks me from doing so is the fact that the Tliya on the Elyon, in a case of a Katon, is Bikina, and the Tachton doesn't lend itself to a Tliya Bikina because it's a Kesem Gadol. Says the Chavos Das, that only applies in a Kesem al Chaluka. But if it's a Kesem al Bisara, according to the Shitas HaRambam, that there's no possibility of Tliya on a Kina, then when I find in the Elyon al Gufa, well, it doesn't matter what size it is, even if it's a Kesem Katan, Pachos Mikigris, do I have the possibility of Tliya B'Kesem, Tliya B'Kina? And what's the answer? No, because the Rambam Shita is that with regard to Kesem Al-Basar, there is no such thing as Tliya B'Kina. No, if there's no such thing as Tliya B'Kina, then I'm going to be told it that it came me Alma. If I'm told it became me Alma, now I can be Metireha and apply Tliya even to the Tachton. So let me read to you the language of the Chavos Das, and then Alan, you'll say what you say. Says the Chavos Das, V'imhoi he al bisara lechora yesh kula leharambam. Right, and the Rambam was quoted besif. What do we say? Besif vav, I think we said. The sphirale, the Rambam holds the afilu bepachos mikagris. In the case of bisara, eno tola b'makoles, and therefore v'tahora. Are you following the logic? Yeah. Again, if you're asking me kashas, I'm not ready for kashas yet. That you can come, hold on to your kashas for Shlav Bet. Shlav Aleph, I just want to understand shall we say, the mathematics of the Chavos Das. The Chavos Das is saying that the whole problem in the Sefer, the Shulchan Aruch, when the Elyon was Katan and the Tachton was Gadol, is because we're going to be told of the Elyon on a Kino, which we can't do for the Tachton, says the Chavos Das. But according to the Shitzaram, in the case of a Kesem al Bisara, even though the Elyon is Pachus Mikagris, I do not have a possibility of being told it on the Kino. And therefore, ipso facto, my only possibility is to be told it on the Alma. Once I have the ability to be told on the Alma, therefore I can be told even the Tachton, and she's Tahora.
The Rambam Shita was that you can't be told a Katan on a Makolos, but you can be told it on the Alma?
Right. Again, you have to know. You have to know exactly what the situation was. Was there a race? So was there not race? And all the discussions we had until now. But again, in this context, again, Rabosai, you're not focused. I'm sorry. I focus just on the following. No, Rabosai, you have to focus on the following point. In the case of an Elyon and a Tachton, which is the formulation of this Brice on Daf Nun Tes and the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Yud Zayin, the problem in the Sefer is because we're being tole the Elyon on a Kino. If not for the Tli on a Kino, we'd be tole in the Alma.
Why?
Again, that's the ratio. Again, let's go through again the ratio of the Sefer. The ratio says that in the case where the Elyon is what? Is... in the case where the Elyon is larger than Kigris, now we can be told that Me Alma will be told the Tachton on Me Alma.
Right.
Okay? Don't get into distinctions now between Besara and Gufa, and Besara and Chalukah. That's just going to confuse you. Just get down the general principle, the abstract principle. The abstract principle is that the Tli on the Elyon is going to help me for the Tachton. But Medvar Mamurim says to Shulchan Aruch, as long as the Tli on the Elyon could be Me Alma, once I preclude the possibility of being told of the Elyon on Me Alma, I have to introduce what? A Kina. Then, since the Tachton is Yosef Mikagris, I cannot apply that Tli to the Tachton because there's no Tli on a Kina when the Kesem is Yosef Mikagris. Therefore, the logical conclusion would be that if Lu Yitzuyer, I can prove to you that there's no Tliya on a Kino on the Elyon, then Memela, I can be Tola the Tachton in the same Tliya as the Elyon.
Right.
Meaning, even though the Tachton itself may or may not have inherently the ability for Tliya, that's irrelevant, because the halacha is that Kavan, once we are being Tola the Elyon, is Memela with Tola the Tachton. The only problem is that there's one kind of Tliya which can only apply to the Elyon and not to the Tachton, in the case where the Elyon is Pachos Mikagris and the Tachton is Yosef Mikagris, and that's the Tliya of Akina. If I can only neutralize that Tli on Akina, then again I go back to square one, and if Kishem that there's Tli on the Elyon, I can apply Tli on the Tachton. Says the Chavos Das, I came up with a situation where there's no possibility of being told of the Elyon on Akina. And what's that going to be? The Rambam Shita, if she found the Kesem on her body, right, Al Bisara, the Rambam says that even though the Kesem was Pachos Mikagris, she's still Tmeya, because when it comes to the case of Kesem Al Bisara, the unique category of Kesem Al Bisara, there's no Tli on Akina. If there's no Tli on Akina, then what do I do now? I analyze the situation with regard to the Elyon I could be Tola on the Alma. And now what are you going to tell me? But the Elyon is Pachos Mikagris, so I should be tolled on what? On a Kina? No, I don't. I'm precluded from being tolled on a Kina. And why is that? Because the Elyon is Al Bisara. Once I'm precluded from being tolled on the Kina, then what else do I have? Again, it was Lo Nizdakra, right? Keep in mind, she didn't bend her body in a strange way. So if she didn't bend her body in a strange way, where did the Dam come to the top part of her body? It must have come the Alma. Again, that's even in the case of Besara. Now we go back to activate our principle of Kishem. which I called Lo Pagin and Dama, that if this woman has a Tliya, then we're going to assume, despite all the considerations that you have, that the Tliya works straight across the board, even as far as the Tachton is concerned. So again, where did the Tachton come from? If all things were equal, I would assume the Tachton came min ha-makar. But if I have the possibility of Tliya, then once I apply the principle of Tliya on the Elyon, I can apply the principle of Tliya to the Tachton as well. The only problem that blocks me is Makolas. In this case of the Rambam, there's no Makolas. And who rejects this Chavas Das? It's Rabbi Kiveger. Says Rabbi Kiveger, and here you'll find it on in Sif Yud. I mean, Os Yud in Rabbi Kiveger. It's on Shkuf Yud Beis.
Can I ask a question? The Rambam doesn't say that you can't be told a kesem on a makolas. He says kesem ain't lashir. Doesn't matter if it's small or big. It's always
fine. Excellent. Okay, so that's going to be Reb Kiveger. But right now, let's understand the Rambam according to the Chavas Das. The Rambam the Chavas Das understands the Rambam is saying that in the case of Besara, there ain't no such thing as Tliya on Makolas. Period. It doesn't exist. We're going to soon see that that's not the way the Magid Mishnah understands the Rambam, but that's the way the Chavas Das understands the Rambam. Says Rabbi Kiveger, the af ledas hayesh omrim li el besif vav, which was the shitas of Rambam, and in the case of kesem al besara, there is no such thing as tliya bekina. Mikomakom, kevon dinomar delav migufahu, shuv yesh lomar didam kinahu. Okay, now let's be mefaneach tzvunos, just the language of Rabbi Kiveger. It's very hard to take it apart. He speaks almost in a codified language. He's saying the following, that the unique nature of an elyon, of a kesem elyon, is such that we don't believe that it's coming migufa. At that point, says Rabbi Kiveger, we have to ask, well, where's the dam coming from? Says Rabbi Kiveger, there are two logical possibilities. Either it came me alma, we'll call it a shukshal tabochim, or it came in amakolas, from a kina. We don't know. And since we don't know, therefore we have to be metamehar. Why do we have to be metamehar? Because since the tachton is a kesem gadol, the possibility exists that the Elyon is Dam Kina. That possibility doesn't exist vis-a-vis the Tachton, because it's a sheer Gadol. If it's a sheer Gadol, it doesn't lend itself to Kina. Is Memela, in the case of the Tachton, which logically may have come Migufa, right, because it's in the bottom part of her body, and not only that, there's no possibility that it came from Emakolas, therefore, she has to be Tmeah. You'll ask me the Kasha, but she saw a Kesem on her Basar be Elyon. And the Rambam says in the case of a Kesem Basar Ali Elyon, even though it's Pachos Mikagris, we're not going to be Tola it in a Kina. Says Rabbi Kiveger, which is what Yechiel was pointing out before, it doesn't mean that we've excluded the possibility of a kina. It means that we're left with a 50-50 suffix. We don't know, did this dam on the Elyon, which didn't come migufa, did it come minashuk, or did it come minamakolas? If it came minashuk, then we could apply it even to the tachton, because maybe it came all the way down to the bottom of our body. But if on the other hand it came from makolas, then it's impossible that a makolas could have caused such a large splash of dam. And therefore, we have to assume that she's tmeah. Maybe it came mialma. Maybe the elyon is a result of mialma. Yeah, that's true. That's a possibility. But that's not enough to weigh in, to be Matayrho, when there's a possibility that it came in Akina. So let's just summarize the machlokas between the Chavas Das and Rabbi Kiveger. There are two ways of understanding the Rambam Shita about Dam al Besara when it's Pachos Mikigris. The Chavetz Chaim understands that when it's Pachos Mikigris, that completely precludes the possibility of Tlia Be Makolas, Bekina. And therefore, by process of elimination, if she had dam al besara in a way that it's possible to be tole because it's on the top part of her body, then we're going to assume it came mealma because we have no other logical possibility. Rabbi Kivager, on the other hand, understands that the reason why the Rambam is machmir in the case of dam al besara when it's pochos mikashir is because he's not sure. The Rambam, we don't know whether dam al besara can be subject to tliya on a kina, or maybe since it's al besara, there's reglayim ledavra or some sort of indication that it came mi amokar, and therefore the Rambam says it's going to be a tamiha. But the Rambam says Rabbi Kivager never excluded the possibility that that dam might have come in Akina. And therefore, in the case of the Kesem Elyon, when we're not sure if that Kesem Elyon al-Basara was min Akina or min Ashuk, we're left with a 50-50 Suffolk. And if we're left with a 50-50 Suffolk, we have to logically apply the possibility that maybe it came in Akina. And if the dam is minakina, that has no impact on the tachton because the tachton could not have possibly come minakina. So the first point I want to make is that the Magid Mishnah, way, way, way before Rabbi Kivager, understood the Rambam the exact same way as Rabbi Kivager. The Rambam writes, Perek Tes Halacha Vav, Ma Ben Kesem Animtza Al Besorah Le Kesem Animtza Al Bgadeha, Sha Kesem Animtza Al Besorah Ein Lo Shiur. Nira, says the Magen Mishnah. Didas Rabbeinu Bozeh, Mimasha Omru, this is the price that we've been spending a lot of time on, Haroa Kesem Al Besorah Sofek Tomei Sofek Tar Tomei, Al Chaluka Sofek Tomei Sofek Tar Tar, Sover Abenu, Techol Pachos Mikishir, Safek Hu, do you hear the language? Safek Hu, Dam, I'm sorry, Safek Hu, Im Hu Dam Makoles, Im Lav. We don't know if it's Dam Makoles or not, even though it's Pachos Mikishir. So had it been Al Chaluka, we definitely would have been told in a Makoles. But since it's Al Gufa, here's where we say Safek Tomei. Ukvar Amru Safek Bibisora Tomei, meaning that since we don't know, and we raise the possibility that what? That the Dam perhaps did not come from Makolas, despite the small circumference of this stain, therefore we have to be Metamehar Bisafek. Clearly, explicitly, the Magid Mishnah maintains that the Rambam is not excluding Dam min HaMakolas. And once you include and invite the Suffolk Makolas into the picture, then Rabbi Kivager is right. How could you apply here a Kula, according to the Rambam, and say that since she found Dam Bibisara on the Elyon, therefore I could apply Tulia to the Tachton, even though the Tachton clearly, because of its large size, does not lend itself, does not tolerate Makolas? How do you know? If there's a 50% chance that the Elyon came from Makolas, that's not going to help you, Kiyuzeh, to establish Tli on the Tachton. And if I go back to square one and I assume that the Tachton came Migufa, because we always assume that the Tachton came Migufa, except for this new principle that once I'm Toleh on Dam Mi'alma, the Elyon, now I can apply Tliya to the Tachton. But in this case, the Tliya on the Elyon is a Tliya on a Makoles. Why? Because we have a 50% chance that even though the Dam was Al-Basar, maybe it came from a Makoles. Oh, within that context of the 50% chance, we have no possibility of applying that Tliya to the Tachton. Says the Chavetz Chaim, though, no, I would assume in this case that there's definite Tliya on the Elyon on Dam Mi'alma. And why do I assume there's a definite Tliya on Dam Mi'alma? Why not raise the possibility of Dam Min HaMakolas? Because he understands that according to the Rambam Shita, in the case of Dam Al-Basar, there ain't no such thing as Dam Makolas. Okay, so far, so good. Hakof Aleph. Then Rabbi Kivager goes on. The Ode, and he says furthermore, Im shalamala me'achagor bibisara l'chud v'shalamato gamkein bibisara l'chud tolin. If both the kesem elyon above the chagor and the kesem tachton on the bottom were both exactly the same, namely they were both al bisara l'chud, then we could apply the principle of tolin. Why? Because mimanafshach, if you're going to be tolin the elyon me'alma, you could be tolin the tachton me'alma by virtue of this halacha that the elyon schleps along the tachton. If on the other hand you want to be tolin a makoles, let's say if it's on bisara, because Rabbi Kveg Lishitas holds that that's a 50% chance, so we'll be tolin even the tachton on a makoles. Fine. That's if all things are equal. Zulas, with the exception, im shalamala al chaluka ubisara, what if the elyon was both on her chalok and on bisara, vishalamata al bisara levat, and the tachton was only on bisara? At this point, Rabbi Kivega says she's tmeah. Can anybody tell me what the logic is?
What logic is?
Why is it that in this case, the tachton, which is al besara levad, doesn't lend itself to tliya? Who remembers the logic of why we're not told a dam al besara?
Because of chazaka.
I wouldn't call it chazaka, but because of a reivsa. What was the reivsa?
The rest is not on the
chaluk. No. So as far as the elyon is concerned, I have solved the problem of the reisa, because she found the elyon both on a chaluk and on besaras. You know how long I have a reisa. You can't ask me, well, why did she find it on the basar and not on the chaluk? She found it on the chaluk as well. Says Rabbi Kiveger, but that doesn't help me with regard to the tachton, because I still have the reisa on the tachton. So again, if both the elyon and the tachton are equal, and I want to apply tliya, that's fine. I could apply tliya, meaning in the case of the elyon, we're not going to be bothered by the fact that she doesn't find dam al chaluka. Because again, let's go back to the first statement. He says, "V'od im lamala me'achagar b'bsara l'chud." So she only found it on a basar. Lamata gamke in al basar l'chud. Tolin. What do you mean tolin? Why didn't she find it on a chalok? So the answer is that since it's lamala me'achagar, therefore we have a very strong reusa to assume that it's not dam migufa, and that allows me to apply the principle of tliya despite the fact that she doesn't find it al chaluka. Now, what I'm basically doing is I'm neutralizing the reusa. Does everybody see that? In other words, you're asking me a kasha, well, why did she find dam al chaluka? I don't have an answer to that question. It was a fluky case, and somehow the dam got under the chaluk. Right, we'll talk about the Rashba. Remember that we once discussed about those cases. Memela, if you've already neutralized the reusa on the elyon, I can now be mitarhar on the tachton. Because since you're willing to apply tli on the elyon, now ipso facto, I'm going to apply tli on the tachton. But says Rabbi Kiveger, suppose there is no reusa on the elyon, and there's a reusa on the tachton, now the kishem, if I can use that term, no longer applies. It's no longer fair and square. As long as the two ksamim are equal or on the same level, you want to neutralize the reisa by telling, well, she found it al ha'elyon. Therefore, we must apply the principle of tliya. Once I apply the principle of tliya on the elyon, I'm going to apply the principle of tliya on the tachton. Again, for two different reasons. In the case of the elyon, I'm applying tliya because it was above the chagar, which gives me a very compelling reason to assume it didn't come migufa, because why'd she find it on the top part of her body? She didn't bend her body in a strange way. And the answer is now we're going to have to assume the dam came from somewhere else. You have dos the kasha. Why didn't she find it al chaluka? Doesn't matter. When we equalize everything, you know, we put it all into the machine, into the slot machine, what comes out of the cholent, that we're going to overlook the reisa of Chalukah in favor of Tliya Me'alma because she found it Al Ha'elyon. Oh, once she has the same exact kesem on the tachton, you've already, and once you cash on the tachton again, why didn't she find Dam Al Chalukah? You've already neutralized that reisa with regard to the Elyon. Now we can apply that same principle to the tachton, and we're going to neutralize the reisa. But says Rabbi Kivenga, what happens if there was no reisa on the Elyon? Why? Because she found it both on Chalukah and Al Basura. Now you want to tell me that you're applying the din of Tliya for the Elyon? That doesn't give you the right to apply Tliya on the tachton, because the Tliya on the tachton has a reisa on it. Why didn't she find the Chalukah? So when you've already neutralized the reis with regard to the Elyon, now I can undermine the reis on the tachton because both ksamim are equal. But if the top kesem has no reis and the bottom kesem has a reis, then I cannot apply and extend the tli on the Elyon to the tachton. And that, I think, is the logic of Rav Kivenga.
And you can't say that both the ksamim on the goof came from the single din kesem on the cholok.
Well, I guess you could say anything, Alan, anything that you want. But what we're trying to do is create some sort of a conceptual structure. Again, in terms of the Metzius, Dam has a mind of its own, so it travels in very strange ways. But basically, when we conceptualize it in terms of the number one, there are glaim l'dover that it came min ha'mokar, or number two, the fact that she found it on the Elyon, which neutralizes the circumstantial evidence, and the reglaim l'dov that it came in on makar, and then we add to boot the reisa. Well, why did she find it al chaluka? And the answer is that had it been a tachton situation, then we would for sure always assume that she would have to find it al chaluka, and that reisa is a very powerful reisa, therefore we'd be metameha. When she finds it on the Elyon, the overriding evidence is that it didn't come migufa, therefore we're going to apply the din of Taliyah. We're going to overlook the reisa, why she didn't find the chaluka. And once you're overlooking the reisa, neutralizing it, you can do the same for the tachton. However, if there's a reisa on the tachton and not on the Elyon, and you can be mitar the Elyon, because since the bulk of evidence is that it came in the alma, not migufa, and not only that, you have no reisa whatsoever, so your din of Tliya in this case is a very limited kind of din of Tliya, if we can call it this way. The Chaloshem Tliya, as far as the Elyon, when it's also on Chalukah, is a different kind of Tliya than the one that you want to apply to the Tachton. Okay, that's Rabbi Kivenga so far.
But there's a Reyes, a different kind of Reyes on the Tachton.
Yeah.
And that is its Tachton. There's Raglaim Ledover to say that came from the Mokar.
Correct,
so you're playing word games in order to metaher the tachton, because there's no reyesa, but there's a different kind of reyesa.
Correct, but keep in mind, Rabbi, that the premise that we're working with is that there's a din of tliya. Again, this is all drabanan, obviously. Let's go back to basics. Right, Amar Shmuel b'Bsara, Achitargish b'Bsara. So we're talking about the Rabbanans over here. There was no Argosha. I mean, otherwise you can't move from the spot. So you want to be Matar a Kesem? You want to be Matami a Kesem midrabbanon? The Rabbanan added a proviso, namely that if you have the possibility of Tliya, then we're not going to institute our Tumah derabbanan. Oh, now the question is, how does this Tliya operate? And the answer is the Tliya operates in the absence of a race against the Tliya. But in the existence of a race against the Tliya, the Rabbanan do not permit you to apply Tliya. In the Elyon situation, we're going to overlook the Reusa in favor of a very strong, compelling logic to say that there is Tliya. And why are we going to allow Tliya? Because she found it on the top part of her body. Now, we've already applied the din of Tliya to this woman. Once we've already applied the din of Tliya, then we're going to apply it to the Tachton as well. But we still have the problem of of whatchamacallit, of Reisa. So we say the following. If there was no, if the Reisa existed, which, here's the paradoxical way of logic here. If the Reisa existed with regard to the Elyon, but we override the Reisa based on the Tli of the Elyon, because again, since it showed up, this stain in the top part of our body, we have reason to believe that Tliya is logical, despite the Reisa. What happened to Al Chalok? Did she have some sort of a plastic covering over a Bgadim that repelled the Da'at? I don't know. Right? Or the Rashba we'll soon see in a minute, which we had in the past, that came underneath the Chalok, whatever it might be. And that we're going to do for the Elyon. Now we can activate this new principle here that we've learned in the Brice on Daf Nun Tes, that Kavan, once we've already applied the Din of Tliya, we can apply it to the Din of Tliya. But that makes sense if you override the Reusa. And when are you overriding the Reusa? When all she found on the Elyon was what? Was Al Bisara, but not Al Chaloka. But if the Din of Tliya on the Elyon was a totally different type of Din Tliya, and the Tachton can't tolerate that Din Tliya because the Tachton has a repelling force, you know, an anti-force against Tliya, namely, why didn't she find the Dam Al Chaluka, that Reusa force, then we have two different things. And again, I think Rabbi Kivager is really creating a very precise parallel to what we saw in the Shulchan Aruch. What do we see in the Shulchan Aruch? That if the Elyon is Pachos Mikagris and the Tachton is Yosef Mikagris, then we don't apply the din of Kavan. Once we apply Tliya to this woman, we're going to apply it from the Elyon and apply it extended to the Tachton. Why not? Because the Tliya of the Elyon might be a Tliya of Makoles. And why is it logically a Tliya of Makoles? Because the Elyon was Pachos Mikagris. That logical Tliya of Makoles doesn't apply to the Tachton. Why? Because the Tachton was Yosef Mikagris. So you see again that your ability to transfer Tliya from the Elyon and extend it to the Tachton only applies if it's the same kind of a Tliya. But once I set up two different mechanics or mechanisms of Tliya, meaning that the Tliya on the Elyon is possibly a Makolas Tliya, whereas the Tliya of the Tachton is only a Me'alma Tliya, it doesn't lend itself to a Makolas Tliya. Why? Because it's Yosef Mikagris. In such a case, the Tliya on the Elyon has no impact to be Metayerha with a Tliya on the Tachton. Rabbi Kivega is creating the similar kind of situation when there was a Hafkas HaReusa on the Elyon. And why is that? Because she found in the Elyon not only on Besar but also on Chaluka. Then we cannot extend and apply that Tliya to a case where there is a Reusa in the Tachton, which she only found in Al Gufa. That's what I think is the mechanics of this Rabbi Kivega.
Is it Mustafa to say that a Pachos Mikris in the Tachton could come the Alma? Is that even possible to say? Me, Makolos, you could say, because Makolos could be inside your Begadim. Is it possible something that small, but it's not on your Chaluk, it's only your Basar, could come the Alma?
So that comes onto the Halach of Safek Tameh. We don't know where it came from. We against the Din of Tliya, we have a strong evidence weighing in that it came be Gufa. On the other hand, we have the Din of Tliya. If we could only find some possibility of Tliya, then we're going to take that Safek and we're going to give it a Tarah. That's why, in the case of Tachton, the reason why we don't apply Tliya is because of the Reisa. If not for the Reisa, we would apply Tliya. Even though, and despite the fact that there is some sort of compelling evidence that leads me to the conclusion that it came Migufa, we're still going to apply the Din of Tliya. Now again, you have to go into details when and how, Overis B'Shuk Shel Tabachim, Lo Overis B'Shuk Shel Tabachim, and that we discussed in the previous sheet. Okay. Now, I'm not sure where I'm up to, but let's jump to the Sidrei Tara and hope B'siyat Tishvai, that's what I'm up to. Okay. The Sidrei Tara is number Mem, a very short piece. It's not that much Torah Shebichsav. And he says, Tzarech Iyun. Tzarech Iyun is the same as Yesh L'Stapik. I don't know what the din is. Im L'Mala Min HaChagor Matza kesem bechaluka ulamata mina chagor nimtza al besara. Now I don't think he means what he says. Let me try to explain that.
When are you getting it?
No, because in the end of this paragraph he says vegam. You know, so I think we might have to push in a few words here into the Sidrei Torah. But in any event, so far what he says is the following: above the chagar she finds bechaluka, and lamata min chagar she finds al besara. Ha'im zehu kimo benimtza al besara v'chaluka shetola im avra v'im lo. Okay, so let's go through the first side, because the kevan is going to be the second side. So in the first side he wants to be metayer her by equating this with a case of a woman who finds a kesem betachton, let's say betachton, the classical case, but she finds it both al besara v'chaluka. So there's already a possibility of tlia, and why is that? Even though she found it, let's say betachton, but nevertheless, since we liquidated the reivsa because she also found it al besara. So once we liquidate the reivsa, we can be tola on the shukshel tabachim. So to here, where she finds a kesem elyon, and where's the kesem elyon? It's al chaluka, so that allows me to institute and activate tulia. Then, even though she finds the second stain, the lamata stain al bisara, which means that in and of itself it doesn't lend itself to tulia, but once we've allowed tulia on the Elyon, we can apply Tliya on the Tachton, and let's assume that that's a case where you've circumvented the Reusa and applied Tliya. How did you circumvent the Reusa? So in a classical case where she finds a Kesem, both Al-Chaluka and Besar, you circumvented the Reusa because she found it Al-Chaluka, and therefore I could apply Tliya, despite all the evidence that weighs in the other way, that she found Dam al Besar, which usually means it came from Osob Makom. And so to here, and this is in the Safe case of the Sidrei Torah, where she finds a Kesem al Chaluka Lamala, correct? A Kesem. So that allows me to apply what? Tliya. Let's apply it to the Tachton as well, even though the Tachton is only on Besara. And I'm going to add two words. O dilma lo, right, im lo, kevan de lo rasa kol bimakom echad. Now, what I think he's saying here, shalo rasa hakol bimakom echad, is the following. If you're dealing with one single kesem that's located in one particular place, then you can talk about removing the reivsa and applying tliya. But if you're talking about two different ksamim located in two different locations, then the fact that you could remove a reivsa or apply tliya in one location doesn't give you the right to apply tliya in a different location. You'll ask the Sidrei Torah the following question. The Yesodas that we're dealing with today of our Sugya is that when we apply a Tliya to the Elyon, we're going to apply a Tliya to Tachton as well. So apparently the Sidrei Torah is maintaining that that only applies if the two Ksamim are, shall I say, homogeneous. Then you could say it's one Kesem. If they're both made out of the same stuff, then you could apply the Tliya on the Elyon to the Tachton. But if you recall, Rabbi Kivager in his Maskana said that if the Elyon was both Al-Begada and Al-Chaluka and Al-Besara, then we cannot apply Tliya to the Tachton if the Tachton is only Al-Besara. And the logical reason for that is now you have two different Ksamim. One Kesem removes or is impervious to the reivsa, so the other kesem is not. The first Kesem, the Elyon, is on both Chalukah and Vesor, and the second is not. So therefore, applying that logic, it's appellate to me that the Sidri Tara doesn't quote Rabbi Kivega. It could be that there's a historical mistake that I'm making. I assume the Rabbi Kivega was before the Sidri Tara. I think it's the opposite. Yeah, right. Sidri Tara was before the Rabbi Kivega. Not by much, but... So therefore, he's not quoting Rabbi Kivega, but he's definitely pinpointing the same logic as Rabbi Kivega, that you cannot extend and transmute, you know, one din of Tliya to another Kesem unless there's a certain commonality between the two Ksamim. And that's what Rabbi Kivega says, that if the first Kesem undermines or neutralizes the Tliya, and the second one doesn't, it's two different Ksamim. Here also, you have one Kesem al Chaluka, another Kesem al Bisara. Those are two different types of Ksamim. And it's appellate to me that the Shulchan Aruch himself didn't mention this. In other words, somehow, when we read the Shulchan Aruch, here in... where was it? Yud Zayin?
Yud Zayin.
Yeah, Yud Zayin. You know, you have to somehow assume when he says, you know, Motza Ketzem Lamala Me'achagor V'Ketzem Lamata, remember, they're both on the same grounds. And therefore you could apply the principle of Kishem Shani Tola Es Ha'Elyon Kach Ani Tola Es Ha'Tachton. And all that is going to change if the Tliya of the Elyon doesn't operate for the Tachton, meaning the Elyon is Pachos Mikagris and therefore Kina, and the Tachton is Yosef Mikagris, and there's no possibility of Tliya Bikina. But otherwise, you have to assume all things are equal here. And that was the first case of the V'od in Rabbi Kivega. If Lamala Mechagor B'Bsar L'Chud, U Lamata Mechagor B'Bsar L'Chud, and you overlook the Reisa in the Lamala, then you can overlook the Reisa in the Mata because they're both considered the same Kesem. But here, says the Sidri Tara in his second Tzad, that since the Lamala Mechagor was B'Chaluk and Lamata Mechagor was B'Bsara, that's already two different ksamim, and therefore we don't apply the Tliya of the Elyon to the Tachton. Vigam. Okay. Now he moves on to a second Safek, which he also ends up with Tzarech Iyun. Below Avra. So it means that the first case was be Avra B'Shuk Shel Tabachim. So again, if we now that we have a Gili Milth that the Reisha is B'Shuk Shel Tabachim, then as far as the Elyon is concerned, we can certainly be Tola in the Shuk Shel Tabachim. And I'm tempted to think, okay, Rabbi Olsay, just don't pounce on me, but I'm tempted to think that in the Reisha, when he says Motza Kesem Bechaloka, he means Bechaloka Ubibisara. I'm tempted to think that. I'll tell you why. Because if the Reish is talking about a case of Overis B'Shuk Shel Tabachim, right, he wants to apply the principle of Tliya to the Elyon, right, and he's mistapek whether we can extend it to the Tachton, but he wants to apply it to the Elyon, and why is that? Because she was Overis B'Shuk Shel Tabachim. So that even though she has a Kesem Al Bisara, we could still be Tola the Dam on a Shuk Shel Tabachim if she was Overis B'Shuk Shel Tabachim. Ah, you'll ask the Kasha, so why didn't we find the Dam Al Chaluka? And the answer is, we found the Dam Al Chaluka as well. Oh, now he goes, V'Gam, below Avra, what about a case where she did not expose herself to a Shuk Shel Tabachim? Im tole hatachton sha'al bisara be'elyon sha'al chaluka. The keva de nimtza lamala min achagor al chaluka vaday avra v'lav adayte. In other words, how did the kesem get to the top part of her body on her beged? Where did that? How did that magically happen? The answer has to be that it came mi'alma. But what do you mean it came Alma? She was not Overis B'Shuk Shel Tabachim. So now we're going to apply the principle of Vadei Avra V'Lavadai, that even though she denies that she went through a Shuk Shel Tabachim, she in fact forgot about it, but she went through a Shuk Shel Tabachim. Oh, So now she went through Shuk Shel Tabochim V'lava Daite, and now you're going to be Tola the Elyon. You're going to be Tola the Elyon, which is Lamala Min Chagor Al Chaloka, that now there's Dam Al Chaloka because of the Shuk Shel Tabochim. Okay, now what about the Tachton? The Tachton is Al Bisara. If we're going to assume V'lava Daite, then the dam from the Shuk Shel Tabochim is responsible for the Kesem Tachton, which is Al Bisara.
How do you get that? Well,
it might be Bisara.
Right, it might be. So let's see what would move us, you know, towards that conclusion. And again, at this point, the difference between the Elyon and the Tachton, I'm sorry, the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa of the Sidrei Tara is, did she definitely go through Shuk Shel Tabochim, or is there a logical reason that we assume she went through Shuk Shel Tabochim, V'lavadait? He says the following, V'nitaz lemala al chaluka ulemata al besara. Now, Lufi Anis Daiti, the only way of understanding these words in the Sidrei Tara is by mentioning the Machlokes, Tosvis, and the Rashba. Let's go back to Tosvis and the Rashba.
Yeah, it's in the Rashba.
Yes, and I think you have to assume the Rashba.
Has a mind of its own.
Exactly. Now, right.
So let's just review.
Very referees well.
Okay? You recall that Tosfos here on Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis, the next to the last Tosfos Al Besara, Tosfos asks the following kasha: what happens if she's wearing three layers of begadim and she finds a kesem on the bottom layer of the three layers? And the Brisa says later on that in such a case she's tahora. And she could be tola even the lower, the most inner garment. Frektosvis vamai, how can you be mitayro through tliya v'lo amrina ni isa mealma a elyon havale lish takuche? She should have found the dam on the elyon, the same reusa that the Gemara applies here. V'yesh lomar the hasam pa'omim she megale chaluka elyon v'yasi ala tachton. Tosfos says that it's very plausible or possible that she exposed the outer layers of her begadim, and therefore the dam came from the Shuk Shel Tabochim onto her.
She exposed the inner layer.
Okay, good. Aval ein derech legalos besara. However, in a case where she finds dam al basar, how could it be? How could it be that she didn't find dam al chaluka? On this, the Rashba says that he doesn't like Tosfos. Why? Because he assumes that she doesn't have to be Megales Besara in order for the dam to fall al Besara and not be found at all on any of her garments. And therefore, Tosis's kasha is still compelling. To the same extent that you're not going to exclude Tlia based on the logic that, well, why did she find it on the two outer layers? Or what word do you guys use? So we have the same language. The outer layers. So we're not going to say, so if that be the case, then we shouldn't exclude Tlia even when she finds Al Basara. Why? Because it's very possible that the dam was Nitaz straight into her Basar. And it didn't go onto her Chalok. Somewhere here he quotes the Rashba, but I don't see it right now. But anyway, that's more or less what the Rashba says.
So now, but in light of that, why can't you then say the same? So
therefore, the Rashba, based on Tosa's kasha, comes to the conclusion that, if you recall, we had a long discussion about this, that there are two categories of ksamin. There's a kesem al chaluka and there's a kesem al basara. And that's the only way you could explain and answer this kasha of Tosfos. But what do I want to get out of the Rashba? I'm suggesting that according to the Rashba, there's a possibility of atazas dam al besara, even though it doesn't show up al gufa. And this could possibly al chaluka, and this could possibly kick in to explain the tzarch iyun and a suffix of the Sidri Tara, because he says the following: v'nitas lemala al chaluka ulemat al besara. In other words, according to the Sidri Tara, in one side of his chakira, there is a hatozas dam because vade avra velava daite, and that dam sprinkles or spritzes onto her chalok, but some of it goes directly onto a basar. And therefore, even though the Elyon is al-chaluka and the Tachton is al-besara, we can still apply the principle of tlia, meaning the same way that we're told that the Elyon came because of dam hanitas min ashuk shel tabochim, so too, even the Tachton, which is al-besara, we can be told on dam hanitas, but in this case directly al-besara. So basically what I'm trying to suggest is that the Sidrei Tara is wavering back and forth on the following issue. Is the difference between Elyon Chalukah and Tachton Besorah radical or fundamental enough to set up two different Ksamim in such a way that I can no longer apply what I call the Kishem, that once we were told of the Elyon, we can therefore ipso facto be told... In other words, we don't apply the kishem, I meant to say, because they're two different stuff. Or do we say no? That the same power of dam, which we want to be tola on the shukshal tabachim, that was metis al-chaluka, was also metis al-besara, which means that once we have the tliya of hatozas dam al-ha'elyon, we can therefore, ipso facto, apply the tliya onto the tachton, and we view this all as one kesem.
So then how can they ever be the tamadah?
Oh, but if on the other hand, let's say that tliya is impossible on the tachton, and let's go through the two scenarios. Why is it impossible to apply tliya on the tachton? Number one, because the tachton, as opposed to the elyon, is yoser mikagris, and therefore the tliya, the makolis of the elyon, is not possible for the tachton. Or alternatively, are you with me on that?
Yeah, but what if it's yoser mikagris? You're going to say,
Hataz is done. But you don't subscribe to the Rashba. You don't hold
on to the Rashba. No, all I'm saying is that when there's a 50% possibility, because again, on the Elyon we know it came from somewhere, but it might come from Makolas, that Tliya on a Makolas, which is operative with regard to the Elyon, is inoperative with regard to the Tachton.
Right, that's fine, but don't say that. Say that's always going to be from Hadassah's dam, and you say she didn't go through
you're asking, Alan, is there more of a compelling reason to assume it came from Makolas than it came from the Alma?
Right.
I don't know. That's a good question. I would say the following. It might be 50-50, but once it's 50-50, it's not really a healthy tliya. As far as the Elyon is concerned, Mimanafshach, she's Tahora, because the Elyon is Pachas Mikagris, and therefore, whichever way you slice the cake, the dam came from here, it came from there. Right. Who cares? But as far as the Tachton is concerned, since you've reduced that Tliya to 50% possibility, therefore it's not Chal. The second scenario was the Viod in Rav Kivega, that what if the Elyon was... Sorry. If the Elyon was... Al chaluka ubisara, which means that the Elyon had a tliya without any reus on it. Ushalamat al bisara levad, which means we're still exposed to the vulnerability of the reus. Then she's tmeya. Okay, so again, so we have the Shulchan Aruch's case with it, where she's tmeya, and we have Rabbi Kivega's second case where she's tmeya, and a common denominator to both is that there's no what. There's no tliya on the tachton like there is on the elyon. In the Sidrei Tara's frame of reference, we might have a third case, but on this he vacillates. Namely, if the elyon is al chaluka and the tachton is al besara, those are fundamentally two different ksamim. And even though the elyon lends itself to tliya because it's al chaluka, we cannot necessarily apply that kind of a tliya to the tachton because they're two different ksamim, and the tliya on the elyon doesn't apply to the tachton. On the other hand, if you assume the tliya was mishuk shel tabachim, here the Sijei Torah wants to assume that there's a possibility that that same tliya could even apply to the tachton al basara, which we said is a pella. How can you even raise such a possibility and entertain that possibility? The answer is the Rashba. That's where the Rashba, I think, would help us in this particular case. What time is it, Rabosa?
10:20.
Okay, so let me just, because I know the time is ending, I just want to mention the Moreshes Moshe. The Moreshes Moshe is one of the Rosh Yeshiva today, has a Machlokes Bidin Kesem Shenimtza Al Besar. And although I have to tell you, his language is not our language, but I think he's saying the Zel Vazach. Meaning, if we go back to what we've been discussing over the course of a week, or maybe even more than a week, and we have to choose what's going to be our next sugya for next week. And he says the following. So sometime in Tammuz, I want to switch from Nida to another Masechta. If anyone has any requests, I want to stick to Moedim a little bit. And if it could work out that the Kol is learning Moed next year, which is yet to be determined, then I'd like to follow suit in the way that it'll be overlapping with the Kol, which was always my ideal, that I don't think that should come as a surprise to you. Okay. He says, Nechleku Rishonim, Ha'im Kesem al-Besara Chamur Mikesem Shal Chaluka. If you're following me, this is on page Reish Ayin Aleph. Lidas Tosvis Utosa Rosh Ein Chiluk Mahuti Beinehem. Fundamentally, there's no difference between Kesem Al Chaluka and Kesem Al Besor. It's all the same. And we just have to weigh in on the possibilities of Tliya. To what extent is Tliya plausible or compelling? To what extent is it not? However, Lidas HaRashba, and he adds here the Me'iri, I didn't get a chance to go through the Me'iri, he says, Kesem shal besar chomur yoser, v'kem unto ika chazok of raglayim l'dover to be gufa osi. That as soon as we find a kesem al besar, again, it depends where it's located, but let's say if it's from the middle of Avadian town, there's already an assumption that compels us to believe that that came mi gufa, therefore we're always going to be mitame har in suffolk. And he goes on to say that the Rashba's language in his Chidushim sheds a light on his language in the Torah Sabayis, because in the Chidushim the Rashba writes Chazaka with regard to Besara, Chazaka v'raglayim l'dov demigufa Asya. Okay. Nimtza mavur sheharishonim nechleku. Ha'im yesh lahachmir b'kesem shal besora machmas chazaka v'raglayim l'dov demigufa ka'asya. So again, according to Dabalei Tosfos, there is no such chazaka, and therefore Tosfos says there's no logical reason to be more machmir in a kesem al besora. We just have to go through the logical possibilities to see if there's a reisa, if there's not a reisa. Whereas according to the Rashba, since there's a chazok and raglayim l'dov demigufa kasi in the case of besora, therefore begavna shenimtza kesem al besora aval right al besora. And therefore what? Since she found a kesem only al besora, we have the reisa of tliya, and therefore we're going to assume that the power of this chazaka, of this raglayim l'dover, is so strong that it neutralizes the tliya. Just one second. Aval im matza kesem gamal chaluka. In such a case, we ask the question, well, where did this dam come from? So she found it both al chaluka and al besora. We already assume that it came from somewhere else. And that undermines and neutralizes the chazaka. And therefore, if we have no reisa, so we can apply tliya. Then he says, v'chein nechleku hachronim. And I would like to assume that this is a machlokas between the chavas das and the taz on the one hand, and the prishan Rabbi Kivegim on the other hand. That's what I would like to assume. So let's see the way he says it. And then we'll see his nafkamina. Hachavas das kosav, shatam, The reason why we're machmir al besora, shel chazok of raglaim u'dover shayach gan. He says, Rabbi Kivei, oh, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Kivei getoma, divrei Rashba. Correctly, if you remember, the Chavastas himself quoted the Rashba, but if you look in the Rashba, he says, the dafka shenimsa al besora, ikar raglaim u'dover, k'nil shenimsa gam al chaluka. So it seems that the Chavastas was guilty, according to the accusation of Rabbi Kivei, extending this halacha of raglaim u'dover to the case where she found the dam both al chaluka and besora, and mimakom shebasa, the entire chumra in the Rishonim, the entire perspective of being machmir al besora is the Rashba's perspective. But he himself is metayer her if she found the dam both al chaluka and al besora. And then he says v'nafgemina. This is in the left column. Bein apirusha b'din isha shemotza kesem begufa b'makom megula kegon al yada ol al ragla. So again, here there's no reisa because it's a makom megula. So if we go according to Tosfos and the way Rabbi Kivei accepts the sheet of Tosfos, kevan deleka reisa machmas shalosh ishtakach al chaluka. Is therefore she should be tahora. Okay then, and I don't know. Does he quote the prisha? He should have quoted the prisha at this point. But that was exactly the point of the prisha, namely that if we don't need the kula of the Rashba in the case where she has dam al yada,
yeah,
right? Because if it's dam al yada, there's no reisa.
Right.
And if she was Overis Bishuk Shal Tabach, then Dam al Yoda is Tahora. The Chiddush of the Rashba is that even though she has Dam, not only al Yoda, but also al Bisara, we can still assume that since the Dam came al Yoda me Alma, and you already have a Din Tliya me Alma, we can assume even the Dam al Bisara came me Alma. That was the way the Prish understood it. So again, what?
Marsha said the only I don't remember seeing anyone else who included Ragla as well as the other. Because Ragla, you can argue, would be a place where it could have.
Well, he says Bemakom Sholchem Yechefim. Whatever, they didn't wear shoes. They
but
didn't
even
wear.
So, but Yoda is not even close to the Makar. I mean, at least the Ragla is below the Makar. You could have dropped and dripped there, and then you might have.
No, that you're right. But the fact that it's the fact that Habgadim are clean of dam doesn't prove anything.
No.
So again, we go back to the fundamentals. Namely, the fundamental premise of Rabbi Kivega, and that's based on Tosis, is that if we have Tliya, then we're going to apply Tliya, even though it's Dam al Basara. And the only problem is that there's something undermining the Tliya, and if you can neutralize that which undermines the Tliya, then you go back to square one and you apply Tliya. He says, however, according to the sheet of the Chavas Das, which we identify with the Taz, if you remember, way before the Chavas Das, is came under Ika Chazaka de Migufa. Therefore, there's a special Chumra in Dam Bibisara, and in Dam Shebibisara, even though there's no Reisa, we're going to still be Metameher. Because that's a din of Tliya of Dam from the outside. But again, Rabosai, keep in mind that we had two exceptions to the rule. Number one, where she took Ksamim into her hand. And number two, where she has an injury on her body. In those cases, the Dam is already on Gufa. And in such a case, the Chazak and the Raglaim would cover that the Dam that she found al Basara came in Gufa is no longer a valid Chazak. So again, even if I take the position of the Taz against the Prisha or the Chavas Das against Rabbi Kivega, and I assume that there's some sort of special Chumra that in Hilchos Sfeikos we're going to be Metame Dam al Besora and it's Raglaim Ledover and the whole 9 yards. However, Bamedvar Amurim, that only applies when you're instituting a Tliya from the outside and you don't have Dam on the inside. When you have Dam on the inside, because she already took Ksamim into her hands, or there's Dam dripping down from her Tzavar, from her Maka, that's a whole different story. And again, if we go back to today's Brice on Daf Nun Tes, once we apply Tliya of Shuk Shel Tabachim to the Elyon, it means that now there's Dam that's being Nitaz al Gufa, that hit the Elyon, we could assume it also hits the Tachton, and we could be told of the Tachton on a Shuk Shel Tabach. And this leads to the third Nafkemina. Can we be Mechalik between Tipin Tipin al Chaluka and Tipin Tipin al Besara? Meaning with regard to Chaluka, we're going to say Ein Mitztarfin. That means that we're going to be Tola in Makoles because each one of these Tipin is Pachos Mi Kishir, Pachos Mi Kigris. That's called Ein Mitztarfin. But with regard to Besara, we might apply the principle of Mitztarfin and we created Tziruf that would exclude Makolas. But again, that all comes back to the question of the Rambam against the other Rishonim, whether or not Bechlal is Makolas in Besara. But let's assume there is Makolas in Besara. Again, it's a little bit rare because it's more Motzuri in the case of Chaluka, but nevertheless, even in the case of Besara, we have the possibility of Makolas. And if that be the case, if you have Tipin Tipin and you hold the Ein Mitztarfin, that's only with regard to Beged, to Chaluka. But with regard to Besara, we're going to assume it's Tarfin, and that's going to be enough to exclude the possibility of Tlia on a Makolis. That's going to be a Chumrah in Dam al Besara. Okay, Rabosai? At this point, we should drink a schnapps and make a Siyum, because we mamish. I think we covered this thing pretty well from many different vantage points. Okay?